Unit 22. A Truly Outstanding Article by Ray Nedz. Never before has anything ever been this fantastic, amazing, excellent, unquestionably. The trend in everyday conversation is to use grandiose words. Outstanding is the new good, amazing is the new okay, and huge is the new big. I was in a restaurant in D.C. last weekend, and everything I asked was answered in superlatives. Me: how's the salmon? Server: fantastic. Me: does it come with rice? Server: absolutely. Would a good and a yes have been sufficient? Undeniably. At Starbucks, the smallest coffee you can order is a tall. Tall would seem to indicate that there was also a short and medium, with tall being the largest. But at Starbucks, tall is small. Grande, which is both Italian and Spanish for large, is medium. Likewise, at your local 7-Eleven, you cannot buy a small. Your choices are big gulp, super gulp, and extremely big gulp. Old Banana Navy Gap also did away with the small. You cannot buy anything from the chain stores that is really a small. My father is an average-sized man. He hasn't gained weight, or height for that matter, for the past 30 years. Ergo, his size remains the same. But in the same amount of time, his T-shirt size has gone from small, medium, to medium, to large, to extra large. Upon reflection, the reason for all this colossal speak is clear. We are bored with our fantastic, wonderful lives. We want the next thing now. Now! And we also want others to think that we still care, that we can still be delighted, that we know that everything is just great, even when deep inside we know it can't be. Everything can't be great. Hence, we live in a world where extreme is ordinary, where radical is quotidian, exceptional is pedestrian, and to not be overly delightful by the mundane is appalling. It's horrific. And, dude, that's heinous. I'm no scientist, and my methods of proof leave a little to be desired, or a lot to be desired, or an immensity. And to be honest, I guess I'd rather live in a world where people were overly excited than depressed. But listen to the voices around you. Listen to your own voices. There is nothing on the news that is good or bad, only things that are wonderful or devastating. Even the weather is either beautiful or horrible. Listen the next time when someone asks you something and you agree, because when you could simply say yes, instead you will say absolutely, or without doubt, or oh yeah, unquestionably, absolutely, without doubt. Have people forgotten what it is like to be okay? Simply okay with what they have and who they are? If everything is outstanding, if everything is the most amazing thing ever, is anything ever amazing at all?